This is HPR episode 2126 entitled, My New, Old, Tablet. It is hosted by Alpha32 and is about 8 minutes long. The summary is, how I got the cruft off my LG G Pad 7.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Good afternoon, HPR. This is Alpha 32 coming to you from St. Louis. I wanted to talk to you today about a tablet that I've been working on. It is my LG V410. It is a LG G Pad 7. It is a 7-inch tablet, obviously. I got it for a dollar from the AT&T folks because I can't say no to cheap tech. So I've got this thing. It came stock with Android and all the stuff that LG puts on their devices, which was not very awesome. I really didn't like how it was set up and all the cruft they put on there. It was just really unpleasant. So, pretty well from the time that I got it, I was trying to root the thing and install custom recovery and a different image, flash a different image on there, but it wasn't working. I just couldn't figure out how to do it at all. I kept Googling and trying different applications and different root kits and whatnot. Tried all those one-click root solutions, all those different flashing utilities. I tried Cyanogen's auto root install, all that stuff. Their app that's on the Play Store didn't work for me. Apparently, this guy has some peculiarities about it that make it dang near impossible to root and make usable. And I tried that. Twerp app. I tried different root methods, Purple Drake and all those different guys, and just nothing was working. I struggled with this thing for about 6 months, just on and off. I'd pick it up after a while and try it out again, not make any progress, and just be frustrated and put it back in the drawer. I tried ADB. I try and ADB and Fastboot, doing stuff from the terminal in Linux. That didn't work very well either. What ended up working for me was this application called Flashify. I was a little leery of it at first because it looks kind of sketchy, or it looks kind of sketchy to me. But I wasn't using this tablet. It didn't have any information on there that was sensitive. And really, it had been sitting in a drawer for a while, so I didn't really care if it bricked the thing or not. It wouldn't make any difference. But it worked. I downloaded Twerp. That's Team Win Recovery Protocol or whatever, and flashed that, and it worked. I booted it back up into recovery, which is a little awkward on this device. On this V410, you gotta hold down power and volume down until you see the LG logo. Then you let go of power and hold all three buttons down. And then it'll ask you if you wanna wipe the device to do a factory reset. You gotta select yes, and are you sure? Yes. It's kind of scary. You think you're going to just wipe the thing and ruin all your work. And well, you may well. It could happen, I suppose. But that's how you get into recovery. Once you select yes, I'm sure it'll act like it's going to do a factory data reset. That's what it says it's going to do, and then it boots up into recovery. And luckily for me, it booted up into TWRP, and I was able to load images and flash a different ROM on there, which was nice. I started out, I tried to flash CyanogenMod straight off the bat. I just picked the latest release, flashed it, and booted it up. I didn't flash Google Apps at that time. I booted it, and it worked fine. And, you know, it wasn't really buggy at all. But that all changed when I turned it off and flashed Google Apps. I used OpenG Apps, the Nano package that I usually use. And when I booted it back up after doing that, it was freaking out. It just wouldn't work. It kept saying such and such has stopped working. Seemed like every service that was on the thing had stopped working. The two zips just weren't getting along. I think it might be because the CyanogenMod that I downloaded was a nightly, or it could be because I didn't clear the Dalvik cache. I don't know. Anyway, it didn't work. I shut it down, cleared the cache, reflashed CyanogenMod, reflashed GApps, booted it back up, and the same deal. So I think those guys just weren't getting along. So I went back and found a stable release, which was from like last November or something. They don't build images, I guess, for these obscure devices very often. And it was Android 5.1 that they had a stable release for. So that was a little disappointing. I flashed that, flashed GApps. Then I found out, I flashed 6.0 GApps on a 5.1 image. So I had to redo it all over again. All told, I probably reflashed this thing 5 or 6 times before I got it right. It was a little annoying. But I eventually got the 5.1 image flashed. I flashed the GApps for 5.1, the nano package, and it works. It works great. I've got a nice skin on there, an Android Nougat skin, CM13 or CM14 style skin, all the material design. It looks pretty nice, and now it's just working. I'm pretty happy. I'm not sure about the security aspects of it. If we're going to get some updates for these devices from the CyanogenMod folks, but I'm just happy to have it work. So there you go. That's my experience with flashing or trying to flash an LG G Tab 7 and how I did and did not flash it. That's how you don't do it, and then how you do it. So there you go. All right. Y'all have a good day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.